Now at McDonald's, get a $5 McChicken meal deal or a $6 McDouble meal deal. They come with small fries, a soft drink, and four-piece McNuggets. We're going to need a bigger tray. Get more value with your meal deal with McValue.
Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Emma Roberts is a Quaker chaplain in Wales. You can also find her on TikTok, though her name there is Mandy Burnham, because people keep telling her she's the spit of the new British Prime Minister. Emma, good afternoon.
Hello, good to be with you. Hello.
When did people first start saying this to you?
Well, do you know what? It's so ironic. I've spent a couple of years building a YouTube channel called Quakerology, where I do long-form podcast interviews about people's faith journey. Okay, and I just started TikTok about, 2 months ago. And in the last couple of weeks, I do all of this kind of quite sincere, you know, earnest kind of conversation about politics and religion. And people just say, hold on a second, you just look like Andy Burnham, you're cracking me up. And then it's gone viral. So I've had 2 TikToks go viral. So, yeah, I've leaned into it. I'm now called Mandy Burnham. And here I am doing a day of radio and TV shows. So, thank you for having me on.
And you're as Mandy Burnham, though, is the content the same on your TikTok channel?
My TikTok channel is called Mandy Burnham at Quakerology Emma, I think it is. So TikTok is kind of a bit more of a loose form. It's a bit casual, isn't it? So I kind of I walk along the beach chatting about various things. But my serious content is over on YouTube. So.
Ah, right. Okay. And you're not Mandy Burnham on YouTube?
No, my channel is called Quakerology. I'm trying to study the kind of the spiritual depth, if you like, of the contemplative tradition that Quakerism is. And one of the reasons why I started talking about Andy Burnham was that he, of course, says that he is a Catholic. And what I'm really interested in is how our spiritual heritage, our religious heritage, is in the culture, is in our genetics, in fact, and how it informs our politics, our worldview. It informs our charity work, our employment. It informs everything. And I just hope that people begin to re-explore that, if you like. No matter what their parents or their grandparents did to move away from their faith tradition, how can we begin to reclaim that? So that's why I started to talk about Andy Burnham and his Catholic heritage.
Oh, I see. And do you see any evidence that his Catholicism is influencing his political attitudes?
Well, it's too early to say. I mean, it's not like I've studied what he says and does. I think what I'm more interested is in the subtle differences in what you appreciate about life, what you appreciate about community and cohesion, and how you see community building. So I think it's more nuanced sometimes. I mean, people who are not at all into religion, they're really quite vociferously anti-religion, and they just think it's all a load of nonsense. And I think, I just hope that there's kind of a reawakening of the depth that can come with a 2,000-year spiritual tradition. And I just want to chat with the 40 that now. Let's really, really open up for yourself the possibility that you're going to re-engage with religion and your ancestors and do them a service, if you like, of wondering what it was that grabbed them, because it is still a relevant tradition and wisdom tradition for today's age. And I just hope people really feel that power that it can give you in terms of your political voice. It really can. There's a depth there.
Yeah, what do you think of Andy Burnham?
Well, I think broadly, I think he's a good bloke, and I think he's very early on in his days. I don't want to start criticising, what he's done. Week one, he's obviously a good communicator. He obviously understands social media and has a plan and a good team around him to be organised with that. So it's too early to say, but I suppose my first impression are that I have been fairly pleased with his instincts, if you like, on certain issues. But it's too early to say But he seems like a decent bloke, and as I keep saying, I just want to sit down with him, have a long-form interview with him and ask him about his faith tradition and to see how it's informing his politics, because that is actually a question that a lot of people are asking.
Emma, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Emma Roberts there, who you can find as Mandy Burnham on TikTok.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.